So we're in Birchas HaShachar, and we're up to the aspect of Pekeach Ivrim. The bracha that we make of Pekeach Ivrim, Hashem opens up their eyes. So right off the bat, we can relate to what the Chovos Levavos writes in many places, that anytime we're talking about any of our senses, and they, for example, our eyes, our ears, our ability to talk, our ability to move, any of those things, the way you could have great Hakasha Tov is by starting off with just thinking in terms of when it's not there. It's not a positive way to think, but it's a very important way to think. That sometimes when we only appreciate once something is taken away from us. So Chovos Levavos writes that part of our concept of in his concept of a Hakasha Tov is that we should understand what it means when we can't see. So there are people that, I don't know if there's a minute, but there are people that, you know, before they make the bracha of the example of Pekeach Ivrim, their eyes, you know, that their eyes are, they close their eyes and imagine themselves without the ability to see. But many of us know people, who never can't see, or maybe even they saw in the past, but now they can't see. So we wake up in the morning, and we are, the first thing we're gonna appreciate after what we've already said that we have Bina, and we said Shalaisani Goy, Shalaisani Ovid, Shalaisani Isha, or Shalaisani Kiritsoina. And then now all we're going to do is we're going to, the first bracha we make is Pekeach Ivrim. So why of all the things, all the senses that we have, do we start with Pekeach Ivrim? So one of the famous concepts out there we know is that a blind person is like a dead person. There are people that consider like Kames, Chasha Kames, and one of us is Suma. And the reason why Asuma he's considered that he's lacking in life. He's lacking in real life without the appreciation of being able to see anything. So Baruch Hashem, we had the opportunity to go to the mountains this past week. We were actually in Fair Play. It's more south. And you see this massive, massive, beautiful snow-baked things. It's almost impossible to describe in a proper way unless someone has seen it. So our ability to see is one of the blessings that are not just a blessing in itself of that we could see things, but more than that, it's actually life itself. So we use this first bracha of our senses to engage ourselves in the reality of that there's life itself. We know that when we go to bed, we say Ama Avishena. We say a Baruch HaMapo, we say a Mavishena, what's the act that puts someone to sleep? What's the last thing that shows someone to sleep? They close their eyes. So we actually have a reality of, as we know, that anytime we go to sleep, we're almost Chashikamesh, 1/60th death. And when we wake up, that's the Maidani, that's the kind of Shaman is out to be, that the whole reality is that Hashem is giving us a new day, a new opportunity. Good morning. It's a new reality, a new opportunity in every single aspect. We'll see how this plays itself in Pekeach Ivrim. But because of that, because of Mavishena, because we have gone to sleep with our eyes closing, and there's got a minuk when someone's nifter, they make sure that they close the eyes, if the eyes are still open. The reason is, the reality is because the eyes are basically the sign of life, the sign of obviously breathing, the sign of life, but in terms of living life, appreciating life, is what we see and what we engage ourselves in. That's the bracha that Hashem has given us. He's given us a bracha Pekeach Ivrim. David HaMelech in the last pasuk of Tehillim, and the other mafarshim say the same thing. The last, when you finish, some people, right, when you finish a sefer, or you have a whole point, the last line, the end line, the finish line of the sefer is usually the whole understanding of the whole sefer. And the last pasuk in Tehillim altogether is Kol Hashama Taleka Haluka. That every breath that I have, I'm going to praise Hashem. So the Mefarshim, the Bereshis Rabbah says that on kol neshima v'neshima, on every single breath that you have, Adam Nisim, every breath that you have, you should be praising God. So it does, I don't know that this means that every time you breathe, say thank God. Although these days, Nebuch, we see what, so there's people that struggle with breathing. It's a terrible thing. We see in a real time, many times over and over again. It's not a comfort, it's very uncomfortable and everything. So we could be, but the, most of the Farshah says that in every breath that we take, we should be promoting God. We should be, the difference between Hallel and Shira, Shira is a song and Hallel is that you be praised, right? So if you ever, people meet someone that's inspiring, you're inspired by that. So our Neshima, every one of our Neshimas, every one of our actions should be incorporated with actually Ka. It should be that Hashem is praised and that's it. And that's the story. Now how many, the Rebbeinu Avichai and Parshas Kedoshim says, that in 1 hour, you breathe 1,080 times, the 1,080 breaths, and each and so, and each of those breaths, you're supposed to have this concept of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in it. Now, what's special about 1,080 breaths? Well, because the Gematria Pekech Ivrim, opening up our eyes, is the same Gematria as Elish Mar, so 1,080. And the Rebbeinu Avichai says, that what is the aspect is that how do we praise Hashem or why don't we praise Hashem is because the only reason why they will prevent us from praising Hashem or saying thank you Hashem or acknowledging Hashem is closed eyes. The famous mashal, the famous analogy from Dessler that a person came to the museum of art, and he couldn't understand why every person was saying this is a beautiful piece and this piece and that piece. And he's like, it's all white splotches. It's all white splotches. What's so nice about this? All white splotches. Until a chacham, a person smart, walked up to him and said, take off your glasses and clean them. You have milk all over them. So what, the issue wasn't the art. The issue wasn't what's in front of us. The issue was that the eyes that we were blocked. His eyes were blocked. So he wasn't able to see it. So the bracha of Pekech Ivrim is that Hashem has given us the opportunity to open up our eyes. Hashem has everything that we need is in front of us. It's us that need to open our eyes. And we'll see that when we go to sleep and Hashem wakes us up, He gives us the opportunity to take a new look, a new cook, an absolutely new, look at the world. If we engaged in that in the day, and the theme of the whole Berachos HaShachar, if you have been following, we're discussing is that every time we wake up in the morning, we have the ability to re-engage in every one of our abilities to make this day a better day. We wake up in the morning, we give a bracha to Hashem because Hashem literally has given us a new neshama. Hashem has really given us a new opportunity to not be affected by shloish ani gai, by the what we call the klipa of the gai. To not to be an ever, not to be a slave to the realities of the world and what the world tells us. But we could say every neshima, every breath of us, every eye-opening breath that we can appreciate, and every time that we appreciate that breath, that is Hashem's, we have a bracha to see the world in a new way. I was struggling because I couldn't find it. I was frustrated. I couldn't find. There's a beautiful quote from Dr. Abraham Twersky of Hashem. Someone put it on, I think it was, I don't know where I saw it, so that was where I couldn't find it. But he said that he basically was saying if people would only open the eyes to realize how great they are, how capable they are, how much they could accomplish and how much they would give to do it, they would never not be happy. So the simcha, the chasaron and simcha of waking up in the morning is because we're not recognizing what's in front of us. We're not, our eyes aren't open. Our eyes are open wide shut, as I say. They're open, but they're shut from everything that's good. So how we start off our day, the first thing is Hashem gives us the ability, Hashem gives us this tremendous bracha of that everything that we see, everything we believe, everything comes via Ria from seeing, right? As we know, the Gemara says that there's nothing compared, hearing is nothing compared to Ria. And so, the the pasuk says in by Hagar, it says Vayifkach Elokim Esayneya Vatera Be'er Mayim. So we know the Hagar was the Yishmael was desperate for water, and the pasuk says that his eye, Hashem opened the eyes, and he saw a well of water. And the Chazal say on this pasuk, the famous people know this Chazal because the Gemara, it's a medrash, that we say if we lost something, Amar Binyamin, Hakol b'Chesed Sumin, Asher Kadosh Baruch Hu Meitzeh Neiyam, that everything is Echazkas of Sumin of Hinnin until Kadosh Baruch Hu opens your eyes. You're not going to be, if Hashem didn't give us the bracha, b'Kerech as Aver, as a name, if he didn't open up our eyes, right? As the Hagar, the water, the bare mind was there. It's Hagar, Hashem had to open up her eyes and then she saw the bare mind. Hashem doesn't say the puzzle doesn't say, Hashem created now bare mind. She couldn't see it. Until she turned to Akash Baruch, until she turned to Hashem, Hashem opened her eyes, then she saw the bare mind. The Chedusha, the Sar Seventh means from the Chedusha Rim, a beautiful concept that it's worthwhile for us to know, that every man has to always know that if he just open up his eyes to see the thing that's standing in front of him, you'll never have an issue. Every nitzrach, every need that a man has, what's preventing him from getting the need that he has is, in the Sfas Emes words, is that he hasn't opened his eyes to it. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean just open your eyes and in a physical way. There's a spiritual aspect. There's a connection. There's a kesher. As we know that the eyes are the entrance to the neshama, the entrance to the soul. The Gemara says that a person, if a woman's eyes are beautiful, you don't have to check the rest of her prettiness. And the Mefarshim explained there was that mean. This is a physical thing. The truth is it is a physical thing, but beyond that, it's more than that. It's that a person's eyes, because they are the windows to the neshama, the eyes to the soul of the person. So if Aisha has beautiful eyes, so you don't have to check the rest of the mirrors. It represents that she herself is beautiful. So if our eyes are something that are our entrance, what we let into our eyes, what we let ourselves see is the reality, is what creates who we are. Now, we know that we say in Shema, that you shouldn't follow your heart and follow your eyes. You think it's the opposite, right? You think that it should be that after you see your eye, after you see your eyes, then you'll see after you see something, then you'll desire it. But the pasuk says the opposite. It says, don't follow your heart, and don't follow your eyes. So I actually asked this question to Ramat Shizor Solomon was in Lakewood. And he explained to me, he said that the reality is this important concept of seeing. When we talk about seeing, when we talk about real Ria is where you act, right? You have a person that's on a beach and sees nothing. And you have a person that's in the Beis Shemesh and sees everything negative. Why? Because where your heart's at, where you want your neshama to be, is what will create where your eyes are going to be. As the Mashkichim used to always say, is that you're never going to get punched for the first look. It's the second look that's going to get you. But it's where you are. And you see this by people. You see this by people that, you know, I grew up in Los Angeles. I can't say this about myself, but my Rosh Koilo one time asked the Rosh Koilo in LA, of the Chassidus Koilo, he said, how do you live in Los Angeles? And he told him, and anyone that knows the Rosh Koilo is not of this Rosh Koilo, I'm just saying the truth. He says, I don't see it. I just don't see it. Right? Why? His eyes aren't there. Everyone else, he's because where his heart is, when the Shema is, that's where his eyes lead. So we bekeach ivrim. If the bekeach ivrim in the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the bracha that Hashem gave us eyes, but also the eyes that we could see Kedusha. Now we might get a little bit, down. We might say, well, we use our eyes for so many bad things, so many negative things, and they're imprinted on us. And we know that. We know that when we see something, it's hard to get that out of our mind. So what's the bekeach ivrim? Maybe we ruined our eyes already. So it goes back to this whole concept of the beauty of Birchas HaShachar, the beauty of seeing a new day. The new day is Hashem is allowing you when you close your eyes at night and you say a mapil, and Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to refurbish almost, recreate your neshama. He also gives you new eyes. you're giving a bunaya bracha to bekechem, that I'm giving you a new opportunity, that what you saw in the past could not be affected. So you could ask the question, how come it creeps up on us? The answer is because that day also we went back into our heart, put us back into what things that we should look at and don't see. So the bracha of bekechem, the bracha of the reality of that Hashem wakes up in the morning and say, Pekechev is not to say, oh wow, Baruch Hashem, we're able to see. There's tremendous bracha in that too. There's chiyus in that. But Pekechev is that Hashem has given us the opportunity once again to use our eyesight in the proper way, to see the things in the world that are beautiful and to avoid the things that are detriment to our souls. By the way, we said a sakh of bina. We said that we have to have bina. We have to have understanding. What we're expressing is that bina is understanding. Is what shmir is the concept of understanding, and then ria. So we first have to understand that what Hashem has given us in this world, the opportunity, and then we have to see it. So we have to go out and look and say bekechiv. Now, what happens when you appreciate and when you work on the concept of shmiras anayim, the concept of appreciating your eyes? So we understand. We understand. We built a case here. We built something that is first of all, there's the regular beauty, the regular eyes that we get to see the beauty of the world and we appreciate. Then we have a kasha tov when we've got to kasha baruch hu, and we understand that eyes, that there's two eyes. Hashem gave us two eyes, the ability for us to see the beauty of this world and to appreciate this beauty of the world. But then also we understand there's another two eyes. Within the depth of those physical eyes is the entranceway to our neshama. There's our spiritual eyes. And when they line up in a proper way, when we go on a hike in the world, in the woods, and we use that opportunity to appreciate the beauty of nature, which is the beauty of Akash Baruch Hu, and that inspires us to connect in a bigger way, in a more beautiful way. When we line up the two eyes, so we have four eyes total, right? Because two sets of eyes, our physical eyes and spiritual eyes. So ayin, the word ayin, which is eyes, times four is the gematria of Pekech Ivrim. So the bracha of Pekech Ivrim is that we have Hashem gave us a bracha of opening up of not just our physical eyes, but also our spiritual eyes. So that's the aspect of the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done when he gave us eyesight. Not just a physical eyesight, but also a spiritual eyesight. Now, we know that that Hashem created something very interesting. He created tears. One of the aspects of tears are, like if you get something stuck in your eye, it creates tears. And the tears clean out the eye. Right? Now, the Chassam Sofer brings down that when we cry in a real way, whether we want to do tshuva, let's say we did something wrong, and we cry in a real way, what we're doing is we're cleaning out our eyes, not just both physically, but also spiritually. And again, the same gematria of Pekech Ivrim is the same gematria as Demois, of tears. Because the bracha of Pekech Ivrim is not just a physical bracha, or Baruch Hashem, we can see a beautiful scenery. That's true. But it's also a bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us the opportunity to clean up our eyes and have a spiritual entrance and a spiritual thing. So the bracha Pekech Ivrim is a bracha that relates to us in a way of that we have the ability to connect to Akash Baruch Hu's ultimate bracha of chiyus, of life, both physical and spiritual. We move on to the bracha Malbush Arumin, right? And this actually ties in because the concept of Malbush Arumin, right? It's an interesting thing. If you think about all the brachas we have. We just said a beautiful, unbelievable thing. An eye, if you ever read the whole aspect of the science of eye, it's a tremendous thing. Akash Baruch Hu has given us and given us a present. So it's a little bit of a downer to go to, and you also get dressed. Right? Malbush Arumin. Dressed a naked person. Like of all the chesedim Hashem does, Hashem feeds us too. Hashem does many things to us, you know, and we're going to talk about some of them, of course. But like, why is the next thing Malbush Arumin? So the truth, it has to do with the aspect of the aspect of Adam and Chava when they were in the chait of Yetzer Hadas. Because we know that, what do we say right before, us men said right before the Amkechivim, Shaloya Sani Isha, right? Because what happened? We know that the Chava gave Adam something to eat from Yetzer Hadas, and she wasn't. And because of that, Adam and Chava did a big chait, and they got punished for it. So Shaloya Sanisha. We don't want the negative aspect of what a woman gives us something that's going to be damaging to us. Then we bekechivim, what? Because what happened? It says in the pasuk, v'tepechena einishneim. Hashem opened the eyes of both of them, of Adam and Chava. And what happened when Hashem opened the eyes of them? So their eyesight, even though Adam was able to see from across the whole world, both sides, but the eyes weren't open. Hashem opened the eyes. So the chait, there was a chait that caused that the eyes had to be dimmed to a certain extent. That happened. And they opened the eyes and they realized what? That they were naked. That they were naked. And Hashem Baruch Hu said, who told you you're naked? What do you mean? They didn't know. Well, the answer is because up to the point, Adam and Chava, before they did the chait, the chait was outside of them, and their own bodies, they were or with aleph. The whole, the skin, the light shined through them. The neshama shined through them because it was one little, the skin itself was only or developing. When they did the chait, they became or skin with an ayin. Right, their skin became the skin 70 times thicker than it was before the chait. That's the concept of 1 to 70. That's the concept of R with an aleph becoming R with an ayin. Now that R was a bizoyan. It was that now in the body they had both yetzer hara and yetzer tov. That R said that they had rebelled against Hashem. That's why beged, right, to be put on a beged, is bar God. That you came and you rebelled against Hashem. Lavush, a lavush, is loy bush. Don't be embarrassed about your nakedness. So the malbish arumin, the malbish, the dressing of the rumin is a result of the chay. Hashem comes and does a tremendous chesed. He clothes the nakedness. He closes that the fact that yes, we are now human and we have a room and we're naked, right? And Akash Baruch says, you know what? I'm going to tell you, I'm still here. How do I tell you I'm still here? Because I'm malbush you. I'm helping you not be embarrassed by your action. So that's a tremendous taiva. It's also it's an announcement that Akash Baruch Hu, kibiyachol, he said, I'm giving you the opportunity now to to do tshuva. I'm giving you the opportunity to malbush. I'm going to malbush you. I'm going to get you back to a place where we have R. We have light. And it's very interesting because in the Rizal, in Sefer Kavanas, in the Shach Kavanas, on Berachas Shachar, when it comes to this bracha, he says something interesting. He says, he goes very spiritual. It's not, and he doesn't do this by other brachas. He says the bracha Mavash Rumin is that every man call Adam loveth neshama and Torah mitzvahs. And sometimes, right, that every man has the ability to dress his soul with Torah and mitzvahs. And that sometimes a chait will cause you to lose that lavush. But when you put your neshama, again, going back to the same theme of that, when she yafkin neshmasa b'layla, Akash Baruch Hu, when you give over your neshama at night to Akash Baruch Hu, who mechadish neshmasa b'levush chodesh. Beautiful. He puts on a new levush on your neshama. So the chayt did it the night before. So when we say it's a new day, we really mean it in Yiddishkeit. It's a new day. Akash Baruch Hu gives you an absolutely new levush for the neshama that gives you the opportunity to start off the day fresh, to start off the day with a light push of Nisham. You could create, you have the opportunity to start the day that there's no hate, there's no reason to be embarrassed or anything. Akash Baruch himself is going to be marvelous to be got him with new clothing. And that's the chesed Akash Baruch does every single day. So that's not a little chesed. That's a tremendous chesed. That's a chesed of Akash Baruch who's saying that I believe in you. And not only believe you, it doesn't matter. You could have the worst day the day before. You could have even done it very as you're going to sleep the night before. Because Baruch Hu says, I'm taking your Neshama and I'm giving you a Mabash Chodesh. I'm giving you a new cloak. You got that one dirty? We'll start again today. That's the famous Rabbi Menasech of Maidani, that Hashem gives you a new life because he has so much Emunah in you. So, the Shla actually brings down that what's this Mabash of Emunah? And we know that, by the way, there's a concept in Kabbalah, it's a concept that a whole levush in Olam Haba is every all of mitzvahs, all of ma'asim tovim, all of mitzvahs, all of Torah. That's the levush that we are going to dress, that's going to be dressed in, because it's the only thing that's going to be able to be on a neshama. The Ramchal explains that originally, before the chet Olam Haba, the neshama was so powerful, shone through. But since there was a chet, the neshama had to weaken itself. It had to weaken itself because right, to not be able to shine through and do what it has to do is tafkid. But once we get back, the Ma'aseh Mashiach, to Kaidim Achet, so then the Neshama is going to be able to shine through once again. And the R, the Ayin, the 70 nations will become one, R, Aleph. And so that aspect of Ma'aseh Ruman, so the only proper beged you could have for someone that is completely in the Shama, it's only completely ruchness, the good thing. What's completely ruchness? Our Torah and mitzvahs. So that's the levush of Olam Haba. But how do we get to that place? How do we understand? How do we believe in ourselves? How do we believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us that he'll give us a new opportunity each day. So the Shla says the levush that we have is what's called it's a big day in the Munas Torah Hatmima. That the Munah is that when we do what's right, when we follow the Torah, when we follow the mitzvahs, when we follow the Ma'aseh Tovim, so that enables us, that's the Mamash Ruhmet that we have. And with this end off, the Tferes Yisrael in Bereishis brings up a very interesting thing, there's a few different aspects to this, but going back to Adam and Chava, then when Adam Rishon, when he did the Chid Eitz Das, he made a pagam in a few olives. One of them is the olive of R, right? The olive of R became Ayin, became skin. Aleph of Adam became Dam, right? Dam means Dam means physical body. For Aleph of Emes, and the olive of Emes fell off, and Emes became Mis, became death. And that's what we brought to the world. So when we're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Mamash Arumin, what we're recognizing is that we don't want the Mamash Arumin of the skin. We want that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is gonna give us what the Aur and Neshama, give back the Aur and Neshama that is properly dressed. Where our tefillah in this bracha is that Ashkosh bracha, as much as we appreciate the chesed and the absolute chesed, he's mabash arum in us, is that hopefully today, hopefully this day, we won't need anymore to be mabash arum in. Why? Because we'll get back the aleph, the real, the oneness, the echad, the amuna, the oneness of the R that has not the mabash arum in, but the mabash of the R. What's that? That's the mabash of the Torah and mitzvahs. So that's the two brachas, one of the next two brachas in Birchas HaShachar. Yashar Koach, everyone. That's it.
Thank you very much. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Very enjoyable.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very interesting. Thank you so much, Rabbi Hyman.